What a jam! Young Stunner comes to the small. 15 minutes after 11 a.m., it is the Mighty Metro FM. It's where you want to be, right here, right now. I'm Fambeni. Self-care corner, all things spirituality. Of course, it's a Monday. That means we touch on that, right? And this conversation is about prayer circles. What to do when you are called up to be a part of a prayer circle? What does it mean to be a part of a prayer group? And also, what is the purpose of a prayer circle? So joining us in studio, Mayo Fabi, transformational coach and personal development expert. And of course, you sending us your voice notes right now, 060-552-7303. Share your experiences of prayer circles or groups and how it's perhaps propelled you spiritually. It has helped you at least create this pillar of strength that you know that you have amongst other brothers and sisters. No matter when, no matter what, you call them up, they're there. Now, you know, I am bringing in our guest into studio. Her energy is full of life. I hope you've been well since the last time we spoke, firstly. I really do hope you've been well.
I have, Kutso. Yeah. I have. And I must say the response has been overwhelming from your listeners. Like, I'm getting messages left, right, center. People are finding my cell phone number. Can we meet? Can we connect? So really, really grateful for the opportunities that have come up just from being here for 15 minutes.
Oh, my
God. 3 weeks ago.
I got goosebumps.
This is the power of the Mighty Metro FM. Mm. But not only that, it's you. I think it's your voice more than anything. And whenever you capture somebody's heart and just create that thought-provoking motion for them, that's when they say, I need more. I need to break away with more of what you've given. And that's what we're doing. That's why you're back, because everyone wanted more. Now, this morning, we're discussing prayer circles and prayer groups. Can you just provide and give us a clear definition of what a prayer circle is and are, and what is a primary purpose in the realm of spirituality and self-care?
Okay, all right. So let me lay the ground on this question, because
foundation.
Yeah, because spirituality is a big topic, and I really want the listeners to be able to place it within their context, within their world.
Sure.
So when we look at spirituality, generally speaking, there's five ways that we experience spirituality. The first one really is focused on us being a part of a social group, having group experiences that speak to who we are as individuals. And we think of things like retreats, prayer circles, gathering in some kind of location where the aim is to have spiritual upliftment. The next one is about service. So giving service to people, whether it's volunteering, donating your time, your skills, your resources, that's how some people experience spirituality. Then there's authoritarian. So this really is focused on rules, structure, and hierarchy. And that's how some people live out their spirituality. Then there's also the intellectual aspect. And this person is deep in the books, deep in spiritual theories and processes. And they're always looking for the next thing, right? And then the final one really is about tapping into the essence of who you are. And there's an element of being alone, walking on that particular journey with yourself. Now, when we look at prayer circles, coming back to your question, what is a prayer circle? A prayer circle can be a physical gathering of people where you meet, you stand in a circle and you pray together. Or it could mean the idea of gathering, not necessarily physically, and praying towards a specific thing. And it's not confined to a religion, a set of beliefs. It really is about just the practice of doing it. It transcends religion, essentially. And prayer circles can be found in places like South America. They're found in Christianity. They're often found in the Celtic cultures that are there in England. So it really isn't about what do you believe. It's more about what are you willing to do that feels a fit for you.
And I can't wait to just listen to the voice notes that we receive, of course, sharing your experiences of prayer circle or prayer group. Please do send them through on 060-552-7303. Now, I mean, some argue that prayer circles take away from purpose prayer and instead are an attempt to manipulate God through a specific formula or ritual. And correct me if I'm wrong, but what's your take on this?
It's interesting you say that.
Yeah.
I was actually reading an article last night in preparation, and that point came up. It really depends on the intention behind what it is that you're doing, right? Now, if you feel that by doing X, Y, Z, following the rules, going back to what I was saying about authoritarian type of spirituality, then it's going to work against you, because depending on what your beliefs are, it really is about putting your heart in the right place and setting the intention. So I don't believe, my take is, I don't believe in manipulating spiritual processes and systems. However, for some people, they feel that there's power, for instance, in getting into a prayer circle, because we hear concepts like standing in the gap. When somebody is tired spiritually, you know that other people are continuing to pray for you, because the spiritual world never sleeps. And prayer circles really give us a sense of protection, belonging, and covering. So if that kind of space works for you as a person and you're willing to explore it, why not? It doesn't necessarily mean that it'll work for everyone. But if it's something you want to tap into, go for it, definitely.
This will be my final question before we listen to voice notes coming through again. Prayer circles or groups and experiences that it has helped you with. Tap into a greater self, I think, more than anything, and just support. But as a transformational coach and personal development expert, what experiences or perhaps maybe observations have you had with individuals or groups who have engaged in prayer circles? Yourself, maybe.
I've seen lives transformed through the power of people getting intentional about sticking to a collective. Because when we're in a collective, it gives us a sense of purpose, of meaning and direction. And I remember when I was around about 19, 18, that was my first experience in a prayer circle. I just had my first child. My family told me, your life is over. You're not going to amount to anything. Sure. And there was this incredible woman called Professor Teresa Chisanga. And I know she doesn't mind me saying her name. She took me under her wing in her prayer circle. And it was all about devotion, commitment, and meditation. And through being attached to that, I've watched my life transform and change over the years. And to bring it to my clients specifically, what I say to my coaching clients when we're talking all things spirituality is that it's so important for you to question your beliefs and not to have hand-me-down spirituality. So it's not about following spirituality because mom once told you this is how it's done, and mom does it because her mom said, and it goes back in time. So question what it is that you believe. Be curious. And if it's still a fit for you, go for it. That's what I always say to my customers. And as a result of that, they've gone on incredible spiritual journeys of exploration and finding what feels like home for them.
You give me this eat, pray, love vibe. I don't know.
And I've read the book and I've watched the movie and I love it. Maybe I've internalized it.
That is you. I love the ooze that you give in any conversation that we have on the show. And if anything, our self-care corner this morning is about prayer circles as well as prayer groups. Send through your voice notes with regards to the experiences you have had. Perhaps maybe it could spark a different direction. A bit of a short left with myself and, of course, joining us in studio, Mayo Fabi, transformational coach and personal development expert. Let's play a quick song, get a bit of a breather, maybe just huddle in our prayer circle.
Metro FM. Yeah. It's where you want to be.
Past 11 a.m. It's Breakaway with Kutso Teleni. Of course, joining me in studio, Mayo Fabi, transformational coach and personal development expert. Like I said, she just oozes something that you just want to gravitate towards because it's positive, it's informative. And of course, this conversation is whether you want to share with us. Please do. If you want to sit back, relax and listen, even better. Let's go. So we're talking about prayer circles. And of course, this is a conversation at looking at what it means, What is the purpose of a prayer circle? And of course, we're jumping into your voice notes as well, coming through nice and easy on 060-552-7303. Now, before we play the voice notes, for those who may be interested in joining a, or perhaps maybe even starting a prayer circle, what advice or tips would you offer to just ensure a meaningful and a spiritual and enhanceful, you know, experience for one person starting this?
First up, I'd ask, why do you want to start a prayer circle? What is the meaning? What is the intention? And I keep saying the word intentional because I'm so intentional about it. Because you need to know why you're doing it. It may sound all good and well, but why do you want to do it? What do you want to achieve? Mm. What kind of people do you want to bring together? Because for some people, a prayer circle could be about empowering women. It could be praying for our children. It could be praying for the country. It could be praying for all sorts of life-related issues. So be clear about that. Then the second thing is, I would look at your community. Who do you have access to? What spaces do you find yourself in? Do you want it to be something in that you set up at work? Because I know many organizations allow employees to set up groups. And I remember when I used to work here at the SABC, we used to go to church on Wednesdays.
I didn't know that you worked at the SABC.
Many years ago. So tap into your spaces, talk to people, share what it is that you want to do, and see who gravitate towards you.
We got a voice note, take a listen.
I just wanted to say thank you, guys. You keep us going. I'm a truck driver, always listening to Metro.
Thank you.
And yes, I am involved in a prayer group. And this prayer group is for recovering drug addicts. And ever since I joined this group, I stopped smoking drugs, and I was on hectic drugs like heroin and crack. And yo, I was involved in a lot of drugs, gangsterism, hurting people, stealing, robbing. You're hurting a lot of people. And ever since I joined this group, I automatically just stop smoking drugs. Normally, if you need to stop drugs, you need medication, you need rehab, you need, you know, a lot of different processes to stop smoking drugs. But now I'm 1 year and 6 months clean of drugs. And I'm still not into the lifestyle. So yeah, prayer groups are very, very important.
If you can close it up.
Wow, what a powerful voice note. And that really speaks to the sense of belonging that prayer groups give us. Everybody wants to belong somewhere. And one of the reasons why gangsterism is so successful is because young boys want a place to belong. Now, when you replace that with a prayer group, it becomes so exponential and powerful, and really, really grateful to this listener for sharing his story. And that is the power of prayer groups. It gives you a sense of belonging, of purpose, and of meaning. And that's something that's built into all of us human beings. We want to belong somewhere.
Beautiful. A pleasure having you in studio. I wish we could have an hour-long conversation. And what I love is our Schopedi is right here as well to listen in as she always does and provide her, you know, two cents every now and then. And I'll kindly swift towards her as well before she leaves. But of course, Mayo Fabi, if anyone would like to get in contact with you, where can they get a hold of you? I know you just started an Instagram account because of the show. Yes, girl.
So since the last appearance here, I got slayed for not being on Instagram. So I'm like, okay, I'm on Instagram, Mayo Fabi, LinkedIn, Facebook, Mayo Fabi, all the accounts. Thank you.
Thank you so much. You're absolutely amazing. Here's our Schopedi Dilakwe with the news headlines.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
In our headlines at 11:30, six people have been killed when two vehicles collided on the N4 toll road in the early hours of this morning near Vosman in Emalahleni, Mpumalanga. An altar says South Africans demand clarity and transparency from President Cyril Ramaphosa regarding the Lady R report. Details coming up at 12.
Asgopedi, you know this one is coming to you, right? In terms of the purpose of a prayer group, prayer circle. Mamfundisi, please.
What are you asking? The purpose of a prayer group?
100% on your end, perhaps even personally, for yourself.
Sure. I'm a child of the cross. And so prayer is the only lifestyle I know. And of course, the kind of faith that we're organized into and the church that I'm in, the Methodist Church, that is the one thing that we encourage amongst almost all mañanos, meaning all formations, is prayer central to what you do.
Yes.
And because we're raised to believe in a God, and a God who sees, who hears, who answers, and who can restore, also the only tool we are then taught to access him is prayer. For a while, we have believed, and I still do, that prayer is earthly license for heavenly interventions. And prayer is the only thing you can send into the future. This is why I pray for my children. I don't know how long I'm going to be on this earth for.
Yes.
But if I send word out to the universe and to my maker, those wishes, those things can then go and wait for my children in their futures. Mm. So that long after I have transcended this realm, there is still a covenant that I formed with my God where my children are concerned. Equally, I still believe that the prayers that myself and their father used to pray over them will still be fulfilled. Because if we believe that we are spirit, we then only transcend, we don't die.
Sure. We'll see you tomorrow.
Shot.
Be safe.
Turn it up for today's chart toppers. We've got your